Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Summer Turner, who is a retailer with two stores in Middle Tennessee. Summer, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine this morning. Thank you.
I've been wanting to catch up a couple of things. You've been in the news, and we'll get to that in a minute. I met you, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and at that time, you had a well-established store in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, full line, very nice retail store, and you were opening a store that you were going to make a Shaw Design Center in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. How is the new store doing in Mount Juliet?
Well, it's actually going pretty good. I mean, considering the time and the economy and everything, we are maintaining just fine. It's been, I guess, about 3.5 years now that we've been open.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest struggle opening was it was a different store previously, different owners, and they went out of business and kind of left a bad taste in the area.
Right.
So that was a little challenge, presenting ourselves and making sure everybody knew we were somebody new and different. SDC definitely helped.
Did you change the name?
Okay. Yeah, we went with House of Carpet, which was our original name.
Okay.
We stayed with that. So it's House of Carpet, Shaw Design Center.
Okay. Lately, you know, we're hearing that traffic is getting a little better. Is that what you're seeing?
It is. I worked Saturday there at the Mount Juliet store by myself. And it's a small showroom. I mean, I think it's about 5,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing too crazy to handle by myself, but we had a lot of traffic. At one time, I had 3 different sets of customers, and the phone was ringing off the hook, and, you know, I was grinning ear to ear, but nobody walked out on me, and they were actually buying, so it was good to see.
Well, that's good. That's good. One of the things that I was reading about you recently, that you actually do very well in area rugs, don't you?
We do. We've got, I guess, one of the largest selections in Middle Tennessee at the Murfreesboro store.
Okay.
We've got, I guess, anywhere from 2x3 to 12x15, we stock synthetics, wools, a little bit of everything.
All right. And are you seeing a continued price point decline with area rugs, or is it stabilized now?
No, we definitely sell a lower price point. I would say like in the 8x11, $6.99 is probably the average that we're selling. So people are getting away from the real high-end wools. For us, you know, we're in a area of a lot of new growth and first-time home buyers and things, so you know, they're not getting the down payment of a house was probably a big enough purchase. They just want something to warm up their house and look good and, you know, put a little color in the room.
Mm-hmm. $6.99 is actually a little bit higher. You might say that's lower, but that's better than I'm hearing in some stores, so that's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we definitely sell the $2.99, $3.99, but
right,
you know, you get a lot better color and quality at $6.99 point.
Some people say as the consumer has cut back on large investments for their home, one of the least expensive ways of changing the look of a room is to put in an area rug. Do your people sell that idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially this time of year, it really works to our benefit for holidays and families coming in. And, you know, they come in and price new carpet, and they just, you know, you can almost see their bubble kind of burst sometimes. And then, you know, so we throw the offer of, hey, how about this room rug here for $2.99? You know, and then we can look at doing your house, you know, maybe next year or something after taxes. And it really kind of turns them around and changes their thinking.
Okay. I should have said this at the beginning, Summer. I'm not going to ask your age, but how many years has it been since you've been out of college?
In 02, so.
All right. The reason I want to point that out is that I want to take you to the news now. You actually have been appointed to the board of the WFCA, haven't you?
I have.
That's
very
great.
Honored.
Yeah, that's great. I've always paid attention to you because you're younger than most of the people running stores. You have 2 stores, and you have no fear, and you're out there doing a really good job. You actually opened the second store right at the beginning of this downturn, and have made a go of it, and now they've appointed you to the board. Let's see, the WFCA, let me ask you a couple questions about that. How often do they meet?
They have 2 formal meetings, once in the fall and once in the spring per year.
And how do you think you got picked to be on the board?
I was told my name got thrown into a hat. I'm sure they had to review it and everything and check out my criteria and everything.
Did a manufacturer put your name in the hat, or how did that come about?
I just got a phone call one day and said that I was being reviewed and wanted to know if I was interested, and I said absolutely. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What is their objective or mission? What does the WFCA try to do?
Well, they try to cover every aspect of the flooring industry and act as a liaison between, you know, the manufacturers and distributors and the retailers and the consumers. But their primary focus, I believe, is directed towards their website and trying to be a place for the consumers to go to and get the right information that they're looking for. There's so many places they can go online now and get confused, and it's a very good website, very informative, and they can really find out what they need.
Okay. So they're an information source for consumers and also a liaison for dealers. Let me ask you, most of the board members, are most of them retailers?
Most of them are retailers. Most of them have several stores. It's very impressive. It's almost like a mini mentorship for me, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to pick everybody's brain and make new relationships.
Yeah. And who's the chairman of the board?
The chairman is Nick Fredericia.
Okay. Nick Fredericia. And he's a retailer in Kentucky, right?
Yes. Very nice man.
Yeah. You've been appointed to the board, and you've got two stores that are doing well in Middle Tennessee. What's next for you, Summer?
What's next? Well, hopefully, I want to continue building and growing what I have. I've got a great group of people with me that are doing all they can to try to help, too. So.
All right. What do you do to build store traffic? Do you do a lot of advertising? I know you have a billboard on I-24 headed east, because I see it when I go by there.
Yeah, we've had that for years. We do a lot of advertising, a lot of local media. Television ads seem to work a lot better than anything, really, on HGTV and Discovery and Lifetime. Primarily the women channels, those work really well. And we've got a couple of nice local print ads.
Where do you run your print ads?
That's in, like, Murfreesboro Magazine.
Well, Summer, congratulations on being appointed to the board of the WFCA. Again, we've been talking to Summer Turner, who is owner of two stores in Middle Tennessee, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.